All right, good singing all the way around. We bless the Lord for how good God's been, and certainly we are a blessed people. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5. Turn quickly there, chapter 5 in the book of Ephesians. We're going to look at a passage there, beginning with about verse number 15. It's good to be saved, to know the Lord and the free pardon of sin. It's good to be able to come worship Him in spirit and truth. And so if you're able to stand, we'll look there in verse 15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. And wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now, Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word, and how we do thank you for the privilege to be able to gather here tonight, for the good singing that we've enjoyed together, the good special music, how we pray that now you'd meet every request in accordance to thy word and will. And we thank you, Lord, for saving the lost, healing the sick, lifting up the downhearted, setting the captives free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you and be seated. I want to preach a little while tonight, if I might, on the subject, because the days are evil. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me tell you right now, the closer the coming of the Lord, the darker this old world, and the wicked sinfulness becomes more dark all the time. And the darker that it gets, the brighter the hope of His coming. I don't know about you, but I'm looking with great anticipation to the Lord coming again. If not, then we're going to see some real evil, rough times that are ahead of us. We've got an evil time that we live in. And the fact is, the Bible said when you look at that, you better make sure that you're walking upright. I mean, you ought to walk right and look right and talk right and spit right. And you ought to be on your best behavior before the Lord, excuse me, and those that are around about that are seeing who you are and seeing what you're doing and seeing who you belong to. In the lesson we're looking at, he said, redeeming the time. You know, I'm bad about it. Somebody said, what are you doing? Just killing time. Well, we ought not to be killing it. We ought to be redeeming it. Right. We ought to be buying it up, trying to use it wisely. That doesn't mean that sometimes you don't need to stop and rest. Sometimes you need to come aside unless you come apart. And when somebody says, what are you doing? Not a thing. Well, you ought to be, don't tell me what I ought to be doing. I'm resting, if you will, please, and relaxing. Notice, if you will, in this lesson that you're looking at, that we live in an evil time. Now, you know what that means, don't you? We live in a time and a world of evil preachers. I don't mean here in our church, but they're across the country. They'll lie and cheat and connive, tell you anything and everything that you want to be able to hear in order to make you feel good about yourself like you are without the need to repent. We got evil politicians. If you've got a politician that you know, he's got some evilness about him. We've got an evil president. That's very plain to see. We've got evil cabinet members that are in his regime. In fact, as you'll find, is that one of the cabinet members is called Homeland Security. That's a joke. Our homeland's anything but secure. In the lesson that you're looking at, let me say to you that folks are unaware in the day and hour that we're living in is that there's been over 8 million people that have been led into this country. Can you imagine that? 8 million people. Now, that's not counting since last October, the 96,000 gotaways. I don't know where they're at, what they're doing, so forth and on. Some of them are baby killers. And isn't that something that the Democratic Party is so sorry? They wouldn't vote for somebody that's pro-life. They want to vote for somebody that'll kill a baby at the mama's will. That's just sad and sick and sorry. Let me say to you that when you look into it, that not only are they baby killers, these are rapists that are coming in. And let me say to you that inflation is on the rise, and it's going to get worse and worse. You hear those mayors, Chicago, New York, and so forth and on, and they was griping about how expensive it is because that somebody's dropped a busloads of immigrants off in their town when they called themselves sanctuary cities, and they're griping about it. I got to tell you right now, is the Bible said over the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3, don't turn there, verse 13, but evil men and seducers wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. No doubt there's some people out there really believe that what they're doing's right. Then some of them don't really want to be confronted with it one way or the other. And the reason being is because they've been deceived. And let me tell you right now is, there's no doubt about it, is that when they see people that they like, that warm up to them and so forth and on, is that they don't know soon enough. They learn too little too late that there's too many people that are traitors like Judas Iscariot and those that followed him. Notice, if you will, please, is that when I mention all of them, is that now that the Supreme Court is a traitor to Texas. Now, in this lesson here that we're looking at, make no mistake about it, is that something's wrong in a country that's got nine old fossils. I call them nine old farts when I'm not in church. Nine old farts running the country. Now, what's wrong with that? Now, what they've done is, and of course, I didn't mind it when they voted our way, but I ain't liking it now that they're voting against Texas. Our governor's done the right thing in defiance of all that bunch of reprobates. And he's got the National Guard. He's got border people down there. He's got razor wire. They took trailers, I guess, that weren't being used, that are closed in, you know, like 18-wheelers. You know, there's about 300 or 400 of them every 5 foot on the freeways we've got. And I'm not fussing about it. Somebody said, I guess you'd be glad if nobody brought you any groceries. I probably could live with it a while. In the lesson that we're looking at here tonight, let me tell you something, that our governor decided, all right, we're overrun and the president won't help us. He won't do anything, when all he had to do is sign one order and it would stop all of this immigrant coming in illegally into our country. Now, they didn't want to do that, so he began to bus them over there to these sanctuary cities. Man, they're crying now. Hey, that black man is over there in Chicago, up in New York, and this and that. Oh, they stand around talking bad about our governor. And I didn't mind them talking bad about it because he's doing the right thing. But now, the old farts. That's probably what I should have named this. Because the days are evil. And now you take is that they have voted in a 5-4 margin to make let the federal government come in and to cut that razor wire out of the way. Biden, there was somebody talking to him, you know, that's that bumbling idiot we've got for a president. And what he was doing is, and here's what he said. He said, they said, do you think that the border is not secure? Certainly it's not. I've been saying it for 10 years, he said. Now give me the money. You know, that's all they're interested in, is a pot full of money that they can rake most of it the direction they want to benefit themselves. That's what they're doing. I want to say that when you begin to look into it, they're sort of like the Southern Baptist Convention. They've got all those billions and billions of dollars. And then they talk about the little things they were doing for Christianity and Lottie Moon and all that business there. And let me tell you right now, they'll tell you the story of Lottie Moon. Do you know Lottie Moon was a missionary to China? Do you know she went over there, ran an orphan's home? Did you know that Lottie Moon, they every year, the Southern Baptist Convention, has what they called a Lottie Moon Christmas offering? And what they're doing, they're raising money in that dead missionary's name. And what they did was, is that Lottie Moon, when she came in, she told them and said, I've got children more than I imagined was going to come that need help. And because they're dying, some of them with malnutrition, and we need more money. And they said, no, we're not going to give you no more money. And they starved her, literally starved her to death, and she died with malnutrition. And you know, ever since then, every year the Southern Baptist Convention raises a Lottie Moon Christmas offering, and they do it in the memory of that dead missionary. And not many people just really care about it. Those are facts you can learn. Fact is, there's one thing I'll give them credit for. They will tell you the truth about what they're doing. I learned all that from them. In the lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, that's the way it is with this crooked bunch of politicians that we've got. They want that pot full of money so they can say they're going to hire some more Border Patrol agents. Yeah, your mama. in this lesson that we're looking at, let me say to you, make no mistake about it, is that the governor, our governor, has done what's right. He's not stopped it, but he has surely slowed the flow. And let me tell you right now, these illegal immigrants that are coming in and trying to climb those trailers and walls and wire, it's kind of humorous. If it was, it's just, I'd laugh to keep from crying sometimes. But let me just tell you right now, the Supreme Court, what they've done, they have sided against Texas. And so I've got, bear with me a little bit because I do have the right to be disturbed about it, and you need to be as well. Over in Proverbs chapter 29, verse number 2, you can just listen to it. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked bear rule, the people mourn. Now, I want to say to you that we don't have righteous people that are in charge, that are in authority. I want to give you a little bit about the Supreme Court and the history real quickly. On March the 4th, 1789, the Supreme Court was finally founded. George Washington, for those of you that may or may not know or may or may not care, the first president of the United States, he appointed a man by the name of John Jay as the first Chief of Justice. By the time that 1869 gets here, we've got 9 Supreme Court justices. And let me say to you, I'm fixing to name you all 9 of them. 4 of them have voted with Texas, and 5 of them have voted against it. All right, number 1, the first one that voted with Texas, these are all Texans right here in our favorite, Clarence Thomas, that's a black man that voted right. Samuel Alito, he was appointed by George W. Bush. Neil Gorsuch, he voted for us. And Brett Kavanaugh, that's the 4 that voted for us. Now, let me say to you that when you look into that, here's the 5 that voted against us. John Roberts, he's a traitor, appointed by Bush, George W. Bush. Amy Coney Barrett, she's a traitor, appointed by President Trump. And then you'll find that the rest of them, Sonia Sotomayor, Alina Kagan, and then here's some woman, I'm not even sure, this one from another country, and she's ugly too, and all that, and her name is Katinia Brown Jackson, something like that. And those are the 5 that voted against Texas and against people of their own that love God and sided with the Biden clan. That's what they did. Now, I want to say to you that, if you will, something's wrong with a system that's got 9 old fossils like that running the country that have got the last say. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. I want to say to you that, if you will, it's going to get worse. If you read over there in the book of Leviticus, you're going to find out in chapter number 26, God said, I'm going to appoint people over you that'll hate you. And if you forget the Sabbath and you don't keep it holy and you defy the word of the Lord, in Leviticus 26, you can read about it. You'll find out that I'm going to appoint people over you that hate you, and we've got them. In verse number 18, it said over there in that chapter, there's going to get worse. Did you know that he said it's going to get 7 times more worse than what it is now? You can find that in Leviticus 26, verse 18, 21, 24, and 28. Now, back to our text, it's a very short message. Back in our text, whatever he says, that you and I ought to be very careful that we see how we're walking. See that you walk circumspectly, upright, standing strong on solid ground, buddy. I want to say to you that, if you will, the reason being is God is watching where we walk. Number 2 is God is watching how we walk. And last but not least, God is watching who we walk with. Now, in this day and hour that we're living in, I got to tell you right now, I would to God that these boys and girls, that we, that they had the America that I grew up in. Now, I realize and know that we had more Bible preachers that were shucking it clean to the cob. Biggest threat we had back then was when the Beatles came into the country. Oh, man, every preacher got up. You'd have thought hell was moving in next door and all of that and all that business there. Now, She Loves You, Yeah, 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 could be a Sunday school song compared to what's going on. in the lesson that we're looking at, see, as the days are getting darker and the closer the coming of the Lord, just check up on how you're walking. Check on where you're walking. Check on who you're walking with. See, and walk with God. And let me tell you right now, make no mistake about it, is that we're going to find people that are wicked, that are godless, that are going to come, that arise and fall, that are going to come and go. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for the trumpet to sound, and I'm listening for it, and I'm looking for the Lord and Savior to snatch us as a brand from the burning out of this godless, wicked world that we're living in. I got to tell you right now, if he tarries, his coming ere many years. Nevertheless, he said, shall the Son of Man find faith on earth when he comes? You ever notice how the closer the coming of the Lord, the less some of your kin folks believe anything about God? Well, and if it is, they think he looks a safe distance, looking a safe distance away from them. You ever notice that? The closer the coming of the Lord, the darker the times, the evilness that runs rampant, it just finally gets people to finally be able to throw up their hands and say, I just give up. I just give up. Now, I want to tell you, is the reason why you tonight are not quitting, and, of course, our church people I'm talking about in general, but you know the reason what keeps us going? I'll tell you what. Greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world. Do you think, have you ever just wanted to just give up and quit, but you couldn't? I'm always saying, and I've said for all these many years, if you can quit, I'd do it. If I could quit, I would. But if what you got is not real enough to keep you going, it ain't going to carry you to heaven now, see? And that doesn't mean that a person won't finally get mad and say some things they ought not to say and throw their hands up, and I'm going to quit, and I'm tired of this, and blah, blah, blah. You sound like a pastor of a church. I had over in I want to tell you, over in Crockett, we every now and again see some people that we've known, and some of them, you know, the wife went to school with, sometime I run upon somebody I went to school with, and very seldom, but anyhow, they're always glad to see us, this and that, and so forth and on. Anyhow, that lady over there that runs, her and her husband have that funeral home, and so anyhow, she was, oh, Brother Anderson, have you still got your church over there? Yes, ma'am, I do. Yes, ma'am, I do. Well, there are a lot of churches around here that are needing a pastor. I said, really? Well, good luck to them. And she said, I don't know, this one church, and she was telling me about it, said, I really thought they were just, man, just doing great. And then all of a sudden, you know, had a falling out, running the preacher off, this and that. I said, ma'am, you're never going to hear this from another Baptist preacher, but I'm going to tell you one time. You'll be surprised how fast you can go from being a pastor to a bastard in the eyes of your congregation. And she kind of, That's just real. That's what I'm telling you. So let me tell you right now is don't let it shake you up too bad when you see the old fossils and the godless, wicked, evil bunch we've got running the country. Yes, it's just a sign of the time, and I'm looking forward to Jesus coming again. Amen. Let's stand to our feet, our heads are bowed, and as we get ready to dismiss.